Hello and welcome everybody to the Coaster Geeks podcast. My name is Robert Forto.
I'm Michelle.
And we are going to talk about our trip to Busch Gardens, Williamsburg.
Welcome to the Coaster Geeks podcast. Is your favorite the Beast, Millennium Force, or Lightning Rod? Whether it's an old Woody, a steel Giga Coaster, or a hybrid, we will chat about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country and search for the best roller coasters. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Wow, Robert. The night at that Fleabag Hotel was awful. I don't usually leave bad reviews, but I did this time. Apparently, I was not the only one, as I read one that said the place was infested with bedbugs. Ew.
One of the defining movies of my childhood was National Lampoon's Vacation, starring Chevy Chase. It would be our family, except my brother, Ryan. He would have to play Audrey. We took our own version of the family truckster from Disney World to Philadelphia, visiting all the sites in between. Here we were, reliving my past and waxing nostalgic on our own version of vacation. This time, however, we would leave our own kids at home and travel on our own grand adventure in our go-kart-sized car.
We hit the road and couldn't get out of Newport News fast enough. We wanted to grab a quick breakfast and saw a 7-Eleven. Robert dang near flipped that go-kart over as he corrected trying to make it into the parking lot. As he did that, two cops were walking out of the mini-mart with their coffee and donuts. I'm not making this up, you guys. They paid us no mind.
We were the first ones to arrive at Busch Gardens, just like Chevy Chase at Wally World. I was secretly hoping that we wouldn't come across John Candy telling us, "Sorry folks, park is closed."
This part of our trip is what we were looking forward to the most. Remember, the theme of our trip is roller coasters, family, monuments, and beaches, with a little bit of rock and roll sprinkled in. Well, this day was day one of our rock and roller coaster tour, and it would not disappoint.
We parked near the entrance of the park. There would not be any Chariots of Fire or running in slow motion today. We paid our $100 and decided to sign up for the fast lane, which cost us an extra Benjamin. It was sort of like the VIP treatment, sans paparazzi. It allows you to cut in line most of the time and not have to wait up to an hour for the rides on the very popular coasters. Busch Gardens is another place that would define my childhood. I was here for the first time since about 1985. The park is set up if you're in the old country in Europe. Each country has its own flair, food, crafts, and stores. As you travel through each country, it feels like you're there. They have music playing as if you were in the country, and places like the big dining hall in Germany feels like you stepped into Oktoberfest. Each country has its own thrill rides. The Loch Ness Monster is in Scotland, and the Tempesto is in Italy.
This would be my first amusement park on the East Coast, and I was super excited. We arrived in England at the entrance of the park and had to wait behind a rope until 10 a.m. when the rest of the park opened. We met a mother and daughter that are season pass holders, and they told us what rides to make sure we had on our list that day. She told us that the Tempesto is the one that everyone wants to ride and to make sure we rode it first. The Tempesto and the Loch Ness Monster are two rides that were not part of the Fastlane Pass, so we would have to run to get there first.
At Busch Gardens, they have some of the most amazing roller coasters I've ever been on. We will talk about each of our experiences on each of the coasters and list a few fun facts that we found along the way.
Like I said, we had to run through England, the Far East, and Greece as we made our way to Italy to ride Tempesto. We ran as fast as we could. I was holding Robert's hand and running along with 1,000 other people making their way to the newest roller coaster in the park. We arrived and were one of the first people in line with just a few minutes to wait. In the rich tradition of the classic Italian daredevils, no single man wowed the crowds like Tempesto. Busch Gardens' daring new roller coaster, Tempesto, lets riders take center stage and recreate his signature stunt. Guests daring enough to take on Tempesto will race into unbelievably tight turns at 63 miles per hour and defy gravity as they roll through a complete inversion 154 feet in the air. Busch Gardens' newest thrill coaster features three launch experiences and Tempesto's signature loop-the-loop. The same hills and thrills that made the people cheer, Tempesto, are waiting for guests at Busch Gardens.
This coaster is absolutely amazing. I have never been on anything like it, and what a way to start our roller coaster tour. It had been more than a decade since I've been on a roller coaster, and this was one that made me feel like I was a kid again. The ride started off going forward and shoots you down the track, then hurls you backward, up almost to an inversion. The cars then shoot you forward again for the next minute and a half is mind-numbing awesomeness. I could hardly catch my breath at the end of the ride, and I said to myself, holy crap, what a ride. I had no idea what I had just gotten myself into.
Oh, Tempesto lives up to its description. I hadn't been on a roller coaster since Six Flags lost its franchise option at Elitch Gardens in Denver, Colorado around 2003. They had thrilling rides, but Tempesto is not your father's roller coaster. As Robert mentioned, it shoots you forward just to pull you back to shoot you forward again, basically like going from 0 to 63 in the blink of an eye. And that was pretty much it for me. I blinked and my eyes refused to open back up. Off to Germany we go. Get ready to climb aboard Verbolten, our multi-launch indoor-outdoor roller coaster. A German tourist center serves as the ride entrance and as the launching point for an Autobahn touring experience. An unexpected detour launches riders into the Verbolten Black Forest, a lightning-fast multi-sensory dash through the dark and foreboding woods. Ends with a terrifying 88-foot plunge toward the Rhine River that will leave everyone breathless. Luckily, this exhilarating ride leads right back to the fun and the festivities of Oktoberfest.
Holy crap! This was one of the scariest rides I had ever been on in my life. The Verbolten replaced the Big Bad Wolf that I rode here at Busch Gardens when I was a kid. While Wolf was awesome, I never expected anything like this. The Verbolten looks innocent enough. It is themed after the famous Autobahn in Germany. You expect fast, right? Oh my god. As soon as you're strapped in, it launches you like a rocket down the track and into a dark hole. Inside, you're thrown around twists and turns, and it's tough to get your bearings in the pitch dark. Then, all of a sudden, you stop. I will let Michelle explain it from here.
Well, because this is a family show, we're going to keep the cussing to a minimum, but let's just say, there's one word in particular. Yes, I said it very loudly in the pitch dark total silence. It was my first opportunity to breathe after the launch. I was struggling to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Oh yeah, there wasn't an end. There was no light, only red, glaring wolf eyes and howls. Then as I began to take in my breath from saying the word you never say in public, when all of a sudden, it felt like we were falling straight down. In fact, we were falling. I have no idea how far we fell, but the track detached with our car on it and slammed onto the next level. After that, I have absolutely no recollection except for exiting this ride. I must have blacked out. God knows my freaking eyes were closed again. And I had a crazy stupid look on my face in the pictures. Dang it. Beneath the thick mist of an old Scottish loch, an ancient sea creature swam undisturbed for generations. More than 30 years ago, this creature was awakened right here at Busch Gardens. Now a classic, it's easy to see why Loch Ness Monster is still one of the most popular rides in the park's history. This interlocking double-looping coaster stretches a monstrous 13 stories tall before racing those who challenge it down a 114-foot drop with speeds as fast as 60 miles per hour.
This ride is still one of my favorites. It was the biggest, fastest coaster I rode as a kid, and it still does not disappoint. It is an old-school flipper coaster with two inversions in its iconic yellow with green cars and is still quite fast. It brings you close to the lake and through the windy tunnel. When we tried to ride it earlier in the day, it was closed and the park staff did not know when it was going to open. We tried one last time as we worked our way over to France and to the Griffon, and it was open. Even after almost 30 years, the search for the Great Loch Ness Monster still holds a place in my heart and was a highlight of the coaster tour.
Exhilarating ride brought back memories of rides I rode at Six Flags Great America as a teenager. It was great hearing Robert's stories about this ride. For me, I didn't remember hitting my head quite as much as a teenager. Could be this mom shape is getting the best of me on these rides made for the kiddies. After the dip in the lake, we decided to march on over to Greece. Born of myth and imagination, Apollo's Chariot soared high up on the list of favorite coasters when it debuted and hasn't come down since. While it's consistently ranked as one of the top 10 steel coasters in the world, few rides come close to the experience waiting for you here. Like the Olympian sun god, Apollo's Chariot races toward daring heights only to dazzle riders on the way back down with one of the smoothest, fastest trails ever blazed. From mind-bending climbs to the weightless wonder of floating airtime, you'll see what has kept coaster enthusiasts coming back for more year after year and why Apollo's Chariot reigns as one of the mightiest coasters of all time.
This ride was quick and fun. We almost overlooked it as we headed from Tempesto over to Verbolten. It did not disappoint. It had just the right amount of speed and the flips to keep you guessing along the track. It is old school, and I'm glad we got to take a ride.
Love this coaster. Unlike the Loch Ness, which I consider and count as a concussion ride for obvious reasons, this is a non-concussion style seats and restraints made for that smooth ride in the description above. But alas, the pictures speak for themselves. Again, my eyes are closed and I have some weird grin on my face. And no, we didn't pay $20 for the picture. Join the bravest of ride warriors and challenge yourself to the 205-foot, 90-degree, 75-mile-per-hour freefall. Some say that just waiting your turn to ride Griffon is a heart-pounding experience in itself as you anticipate the moment of that cliffhanger drop on this Tour de Force roller coaster by B&M. Spectators get in on the fun, too, with thrilling vantage points and one serious soak zone kids love.
This, by far, was one of the most fun coasters of the day. All day, as we were wandering through the countries, we kept seeing this large, blue and white coaster that was the tallest in the park. It had something that I'd never experienced yet on a coaster. As you reach the top, it holds you in the air for just about 3 seconds, and then the brakes let go. It feels just like that feeling you get in free fall before your chute is pulled on a static line in a skydive. It is amazing. The coaster has plenty of flips and turns and just enough speed to take your breath away.
I totally love coasters where you sit on the seat and your feet dangle. I'm short. Why doesn't this make sense? Oh, because the restraints that come down over your head are so huge, you're forced to only keep your head in an upright forward position. This ride is mind-numbing fast from the first click I began counting. This means only one thing. I am scared out of my mind. Seriously. The guy next to me at first thought I was counting like a countdown. Hooray! Absolutely not. I counted to keep from passing out. We get to that place on the Griffon where it hangs you there. You do feel like you are caught in the raptor claws. That's at 36 seconds in. 36, 37, 38, 39. Lost count. Made up the lost seconds by guessing 43, 44. I stopped after Robert touched my hand at the end and said, "It's over. You survived." I was still counting. It's 120 seconds from the start to leaping off of the seat. German villagers have long told stories about a legendary snow beast they call Alpengeist, the ghost of the Alps. Like any good ghost story, it's what you don't see coming that scares you the most. Meet Alpengeist, one of the tallest, fastest, most insane coasters in the world. Before you can say boo, the floor drops beneath your feet, the surprises have begun. What comes next is what many coaster enthusiasts still call the ride of a lifetime. After climbing to an alpine high 195 feet, riders are hurled through six staggering inversions at speeds up to 67 miles per hour. Consistently voted one of the top 10 steel coasters in the world, it's the spirit of the Alpengeist that will haunt you long after you are finally released from its power.
This ride was very cool. It was the last coaster we rode at Busch Gardens. It was part of the Fast Lane Pass, so we got to jump on right away. It was one of those coasters with the track above your head and you sort of swing through the air. The coaster had just the right amount of speed, inversions, and corkscrews. It is designed to feel like you're on a ski trip through the Alps, and it does not disappoint.
I loved this ride. Again, my feet are dangling. It works great for us shorties. This ride did not disappoint for me either. It brought back great memories of riding my first floorless coaster with my sister-in-law Julie at Six Flags Elitch Gardens in Denver, Colorado.
It was an agreement between Michelle and I that we would try our best to alternate between the fast, scary coasters and a leisurely, low-key ride. During the day, we rode the carousel and the gondola through the park. This one scared Michelle just a little bit as it swayed a little too much.
I always make Robert ride the log flume with me. La Scoot is the name in the park at Busch Gardens. And the Whitewater Rapids type rides, the Roman Rapids, and the train around the park. We also rode Escape from Pompeii and the Curse of Dark Castle. Escape from Pompeii. We tried to steer clear of the water rides because we didn't want to get wet on our run through the park. Escape from Pompeii was recommended by our friends at the England Gate, and it did not disappoint. A journey through the ancient ruins of Pompeii turned out to be more adventure than visitors had bargained for. Even the mighty Roman Empire had been no match for Mount Vesuvius, which draped Pompeii with a blanket of lava and ash, erasing it from the map for nearly 1,700 years. But don't worry, this angry volcano has long been at rest. Or has it? Hold on tight as a leisurely boat ride through the ruins of this great city suddenly turns explosive. One rumble from the mighty mountain and the race to escape from Pompeii is on.
I love water rides. From the outside, though, it looks just like a quick up and down and a splash at the end. But it is not. Once you reach the top, your boat floats through what looks like the city of Pompeii, with large marble-like sculptures falling in front of your boat and lots of fire above and around you. As you splash down after a steep plunge, you are left with a smile on your face.
I must say this ride tricked Robert. The whole way up to the top, he keeps saying, "My shoes are wet, and this is going nowhere." Then literally, "Whoa," comes from his lips as a huge ball of propane-fueled fire narrowly misses his face and travels along the ceiling of the building. I'm laughing, of course. We then watch a statue fall above us, and quickly our boat heads for safety, or so you think. The big splash at the bottom will get you wet. Now on to the Curse of Dark Castle. And some of you guys may already know that we are huge horror movie buffs. Each October we watch 31 Nights of Horror, and we love all the classic Universal movies. Curse of Dark Castle was right up our alley. This was a ride that was suggested by our friends that we met at the gate in England. Deep in the snow-covered hills of Bavaria stands a foreboding castle frozen under the spell of a centuries-old curse. The castle has been uninhabited for decades. By the living, that is. Literally frozen in time, these ancient castle walls ache to reveal the secrets they have held, to whisper a warning, to tell you, urge you, beg you to leave. Except it's too late. What begins as an enchanted sleigh ride ends in a bone-chilling chase packed with dizzying drops, surprise twists, and such sensational 3D visuals you won't believe your eyes. Or will you?
This was such a fun ride. It is an indoor coaster type ride that incorporates 3D movies and a story of a werewolf tale. I really enjoyed it, but as I said before, I love monster stories, especially the old black and white ones.
We entered Dark Castle to get out of the southern heat. Our friends had told us that this was one of the few air-conditioned places to go. Great! We walked in with our fast lane passes and into what I thought would be a haunted house. Walk-through type adventure. Nope. Immediately, all you can hear is loud slamming doors. I can't see yet what it is. As we venture closer and deeper inside what appears to be a cave, then I glance to my right. Never in all my years going to amusement parks have I seen one of these. A vomit station. What? I took a picture of it and sent it to our daughter Nicole and said, "What am I doing here?" Then the crowd opened up with another slam and I could see what was being slammed. The ride's cars looked like coffins. What the hell? I said to Robert. Those look completely closed in. Well, the tops were actually open and part of the front, but from my vantage point, I couldn't see that at first. Slam! Slam! It was bone-shattering and made me jump literally every time they did it. I told Robert, "Remember that sign about heart conditions? I am on blood pressure medication. I think I'll go stand by the vomit station." Oh no, we're next. Dang it. In I go. The ride itself wasn't extraordinary. It kind of bumps and floats and spins you in circles, playing the motion sickness thrill, which is the reason for the vomit station and why I didn't really enjoy the ride. The 3D animation was decent, but the story was difficult to follow. In the beginning, before the doors are slammed shut, if they give you a prologue, it would have made more sense.
Our Busch Gardens experience was stupefying. Along with the rides and the adrenaline rush of the coasters, we spent almost an hour in the huge dining hall in Germany and watched a show during lunch. We grubbed on mac and cheese in New France that was part of the food festival in the park, looked in all the shops, and almost bought a cool Irish wool cap, a nutcracker, and a cuckoo clock, and ended the day with a bit of gelato from Italy.
I hope you enjoyed our trip to Busch Gardens. Thanks for listening to the Coaster Geeks podcast.